Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
It's a day of hope here at Your Network of Praise, and one of the highlights of this day has been the opportunity to visit with some very special people, and one of them is Dr. Deuce Kanunu, the founder of Radio Uhai in Tabora, Tanzania. And Deuce, welcome to Your Network of Praise today.
Thank you so much, Mr. Roger. I really appreciate your concern. I really appreciate your prayers and the support for Radio Uhai in Tabora, Tanzania. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Deuce, first of all, we would like to just get acquainted with you. Tell us about yourself and your family.
Like you mentioned, my name is Dr. Deuce Kanunu. I'm married to a wife. Her name is Ezena, and we have three daughters, Witness, Jorini, and Micah. And we are very, very happy to be in radio ministry. As you know, we started in 2014 after we received a call to start a Christian radio station in Tabora. And we started to pray about it because Tabora, you know, Tabora is a Muslim region, you know, mm-hmm. which is about 35% of the people living here are Muslims, and 35 local worshippers, you can say traditional worshippers, and mm-hmm. The rest of the percent are the Christian, and these Christians include the Catholic and the other churches, evangelical churches. So that is a short history about me. And I came from a pastor's family. My father is a senior pastor of Baptist Church in Tabora. We call it a First Baptist Church in Tabora. We came here as home missionaries family from Mwanza, east west of Tanzania. And my father came here as a local missionary to start a church here. And that is how we moved from Mwanza to Tabora. It was a God purpose to be here.
So you grew up in Tabora, and your father is a pastor of Efeso Baptist Church. So you had the opportunity to hear about Christ, even in this society that has such a large percentage of Muslims. What is life in Tabora like for the average person?
Life in Tabora is, you know, Tabora is one of the poor regions in Tanzania. The people are living here almost maybe in total, like 3 million in Tabora, mm-hmm. Tabora region, which is includes 6 districts. So mm-hmm. the people here, their life is normal. They depend on the agriculture. Some they do small businesses, but most of the people here are very poor, very, very poor, especially when you go to the remote areas and to the villages. People are very, very poor. The cash crop here is tobacco. The people, they farm tobacco in Tabora. So they depend on farming, but you also some, they depend on small businesses. But also, because of the forest we have in Tabora, people also, they keep bees for honey. You understand when I say bees?
Yes, bees for making honey.
Yeah, we are this, we are rich in honey, so like that. But we have no lake; we have just dams, small dams where they supply water to the people. But also the people, they are starving from water. They have no enough water, especially to the villages, especially from the month of July, August, September, October. The people, they suffer so much for water.
All right. Well, we will be praying about the lack of water. Now, Deuce, how has the COVID-19 situation affected your part of Tanzania?
When the COVID outbreak started in Tabora, we had about a few people, but after we are talking now, we have no one with COVID in Tabora.
Oh, that's
the
great.
The place is safe. We work as usual. No lockdown here. Especially the whole country of Tanzania, there is no lockdown. And our activities go as usual. We go to the churches. we attend everything like the normal life. It is normal life is going on here.
Oh, that is very good to hear. Now, you mentioned the call to begin Radio Uhai was several years ago. Tell us how that came about.
When I received a call to study a Christian radio station, I was just a normal Christian and normal person here, but I was working to the local government here. Mm-hmm. So I decided to leave my job at the local government here. And then I asked them to pay me what we say the money I was accumulating from my job. And those money I used to study a local Christian radio station. Why I studied a radio station here, Brother Roger? Because since I came to Tabora, there was local radio station, about two radio station here. And then I got an idea why there is no Christian radio station in Tabora. Mm-hmm. And then I said, God, help me. I wanted to start a Christian radio station in Tabora. I started the process, went to the government, and they started to discourage me. They said to study a Christian radio station or a local radio station, you need a lot of money, you need this and that. And then I said, oh God, help me on this. But because I had only $250 in my pocket, I went to one person. He was about 70 years, and he was working with some medias here, government medias. Because he was a good Christian, he encouraged me so much. And I said, we can start with $250. I can talk to the people, and we can register a radio station. Before I joined the local government, I was working to some of the missionaries of Baptist Mission of Tanzania. I started to share how God is talking to me, how I wanted to study a Christian radio station. And then some people, they said, oh, we can offer you the equipment. We can offer you this. We can offer you a transmitter. We can offer you this. So different people started to show up and to help me, some equipment, microphones. You know, there is no one person who said, I can build you or can help you this. But different people, more than 15 people, they helped to get started this radio station. Wow. It was difficult, but God helps.
Yes. And you have been on the air now since 2017.
Yes.
So in these 3 years, what are some of the things you have seen, how God is using Radio Uhai in the Tabora region?
We launched out on 2017. We went on air. And since then, we have been seeing the changes of the life of the people. You know, some now we have even the people from Asian people, like Hindu people, Indian people, they hear the radio station. Some, they are secret followers of Jesus Christ. I know them and I talk to them. Some, they invite me to their house. I know like one or two houses here from India. They are good followers of the radio station, and they listen in their houses. But they don't listen with the other people because, as you know, their culture is somehow is difficult to be known as Christians. But also we have many Muslims here. They listen to our radio station. Mm-hmm. And we have many people coming to Jesus Christ. At Ephesus Baptist Church, we have many, many people. And also in different evangelical churches, many people are coming to Christ through the radio station. We reach many people, especially to the villages. We have more than 1,000 villages here, remote areas, and we reach all these.
Well, that is very good to hear. And in an area like that, we are not surprised that as God's word is broadcast over Radio Uhai, he is drawing people to Jesus through it. Now, we have a project we're going to do with you very soon, and that is to send radios to you that are permanently tuned to 94.1 FM. And tell us how you're going to use those radios and how are you going to get those to people?
Thank you so much, Brother Roger, for this question. This is a nice question. And, you know, as I mentioned before, Tabora region, most of the people here, they live into the villages. We will distribute to them to the remote areas because the people in the remote areas are the listener of the radio station, but they don't have radios to listen. Some they use this we call handset cell phones. Mm-hmm. But because they have no power there, no electricity, no place to charge their cell phones, they get difficulty to hear the radio voice. So the radios from your network of Price will help us to reach more people because we will distribute them to the remote areas where there is no power, because I hear that they have a solar panel at the back, right?
Yes, that's right.
So those solar panels will help to charge the radios, and these people will be able to listen all the time to Radio High. And also, we will try to take some of the radios to the jails, so the mm-hmm. people in the jails, they can listen Radio High. My main focus is to the remote areas and also to the jails. Maybe we have also a lepers village here in Tabora, mm-hmm. and the people lives there are the lepers. So we will take some of the radios to the lepers, but also we take it to the people who is Muslims in Tabora. Some they want to have their radios in their rooms. So these pieces of radios will help the people, especially the Muslims, to hear the gospel.
Yeah. Well, we are very glad we can be working to get those radios to you in the next few months, and we will look forward to hearing how God uses those radios to reach many more people for Christ as they hear Radio Uhai for the first time. When they listen,
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And what is a typical day like listening to Radio Uhai? What kind of programming do you have?
We have some programs. We have some programs now we produce locally here. For example, my father, he preached during the morning, mm-hmm. and he's teaching during the night. I teach also about life, normal life, the people here, how they can be equipped with their business and some issues. But also, we have programs from Trans World Radio, like Women of Hope, farming, Dr. Luke, but also we have youth programs, children programs, just normal programs like, as I mentioned, the farming, marriage programs. All this we produce locally, but some also we import it from radio station like Trans World Radio.
Well, that's very good. We appreciate Trans World Radio. We actually have one of their staff on the air later today with us to talk about their ministry.
Okay.
So we're glad that working together, Radio Uhai and Trans World Radio and your network of praise, we will look forward to seeing many people hear the gospel in the days ahead.
Thank you so much, Brother Roger. I really appreciate your concern, and I really appreciate the listeners of your network of Christ Radio, and also for the people who is willingly to support on a monthly basis to support Radio High in Tabora, so that we can keep moving, we can keep reaching people for the gospel. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and we're very thankful that God brought us together so that we can provide support to Radio Uhai to help you. And the last question I have for you is, how can we be praying for Radio Uhai and for Tanzania?
The best way you can pray for us, because we want to reach more people, we go 24 hours, 7 days. Sometimes we have a problem of electricity. We are needy in a generator which can keep us on air when the power goes off. So we need a power generator for the radio station. And also to reach more people, you need to pray for us that one day the radio can expand from the area we are reaching so we can reach more people. For example, a few weeks ago, I received a call from the government or the TCRA, and they said, "Your radio, how you are doing well, and you reach you reach people. Do you have any plan to expand your service maybe to more people or to 5 regions?" We said, "Sure, we are willing to do that, but we are still praying for God to give us resources so that we can extend from Tabora to other regions. To do this, we need money, we need equipment. The best way to pray for us is that God can use us to reach more people to Christ, especially the people in Tabora and those who have the faith to hear about the gospel through Radio Hive. Also, we are needing different equipment. For example, now we are lacking in computers. We are lacking microphones. We are lacking equipment to go live. For example, we go to the churches, always we record and we come and air the programs. But sometimes we get events we want to go live. We don't have equipment to go live from the field. We don't have. And we are praying for God to provide us with equipment which could help us to go live from the field.
Well, we will be praying about each of those requests because we believe that God has special plans for Radio Uhai. You've done a very good job with the money you have had available, but we believe that God has much more planned, and your network of praise is very glad to be working with you now to continue to expand the gospel through Radio Uhai.
Thank you so much, Brother Roger. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.